Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear Ozzy, you hear this song, and it's Wednesday at 11, you know what that means. Time to talk to the one and only Mr. Neil Greenberg. He is the official sport. Well, he's the official stats geek of the B. Mitchell Finley program, and then the job that pays him is as a sports writer and stats geek for the Washington Post. Very important to point out, he's not a stats nerd. He's a stats geek. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do?
I'm doing super duper. How are you?
We're good, man. We're good. We're just kind of getting into everything. I often surprise you with odds and ask you to just set numbers out of thin air. But I'm guessing you are pretty dialed into this thing, knowing you. I'm going to go non-football to start here. What do you think the odds are that the next... What do you think the odds are is that a football stadium gets built on the RFK Stadium campus?
I think it's pretty good. I don't know if we get to this point without it being pretty good. I'll be honest, the jet fighter swap was something I was not expecting. I don't know how to model for that. But it's in the continuing resolution. I think it's pretty good. I mean, it sounds like Maryland is kind of already getting in front of it to say that, you know, they're not giving up and they're going to fight for the space, etc. But I think it's pretty good. I would say it's better than 50-50.
I agree with you. And I think Maryland, just kind of chills, waits, and says, yo, we got a big old bucket of money if you choose to stick around. Yeah. And if D.C. messes this up, D.C. messes it up.
They can also take that big bucket of money and put it into work over there.
Right.
If the commanders already say they're going to invest over there,
right,
you put some more money, right, you can build that up.
Right, exactly.
And I think we learned from the Monumental situation going to Virginia that it's never over until it's over, right? I mean, like, there's a lot of hoops that need to be jumped through in order to get something like this moving. So, you know, just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and to that point, and I'm just choosing to ignore it all at this point. I got people tagging me. There are politicians, like some senator from Utah. There are politicians that are unhappy with the spending bill that RFK has been attached to. RFK is not even a drip in the bucket. It's like an eyedrop in the bucket of what this thing has going on. So let all my Capitol Hill people tell me this is good. It'll be over by the end of the week. Cool. Let me see that over first, right? Let's switch to football. Your reaction to Kirk Cousins getting benched?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of the injury that he had. What was it, in like week 10? Seemed to be affecting him more, perhaps, than we thought. I mean, it certainly looked like the coaching staff was mitigating it by going to a more run-heavy game plan each and every week. This past week, they were like 60% run with the game between 8 points. That was much lower prior to the injury that Cousins had.
What week was the injury?
What was the injury,
though? I think
He was on the injury report for, what was it, his shoulder and his,
in
his
early
leg.
November, right?
Yeah.
And that's his problem right there.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that has something to do with it, but, I mean, credit to them for making the move. I know a lot of teams with that much money on the line in terms of contract and everything might not. And, you know, also there was a lot of gruff given to them for drafting a rookie quarterback when they had Kirk Cousins on the roster. So now we get to see what he can do, and, you know, it's his time to shine.
It's going to be fascinating.
He had a shoulder injury. Just like Robert had an injury back in the day and wouldn't admit it. Did he try to play through this thing because he was concerned about what eventually happened anyway?
Yeah, I mean, he was on the injury report for with a right shoulder and a right elbow injury. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at that point, they were running the ball about 40% of the time with a score within 8 points. This past week, it was 62%. The average for the NFL is about 50-50. So there was definitely like a gravitation towards the run more so than the pass. That to me is just, you know, something to talk about. I'm not saying, you know, Kirk Cousins has been injured and that's why he's not playing well, et cetera. But, you know, there was definitely, coaches always know more than I know about their players. Mm-hmm. So just looking kind of like how that game plan changed so quickly overall, you know, just gives me something to think about. You know, look, whenever you sign a quarterback that's older and has some injury concerns, there's always going to be a risk. We're seeing that now when you hand out a big contract like that. Luckily, Atlanta has a plan B that they can go to. You know, let's see what happens. We gotta have some time in order to see, you know, if this was a good decision or not.
Right. Well, the other thing that I think is overly simple with they're throwing it less. Kirk's also throwing picks all the time. You know what I mean? So maybe you want to throw it less.
You're right. You're right.
Let me take you back to the game. Is referees' lack of intelligence and fairness added in analytics?
I mean, intelligence, no. I think you can definitely see bias. Like, we can see...
I didn't want to say biased because I didn't think they would be, but they are.
Yeah, and we see it more so in hockey, the bias in terms of trying to even out power plays, et cetera. But there is some bias both in penalty calls and, you know, who it's called on based on score, et cetera. I don't know how quantitative it is. Like, I wouldn't necessarily go in and say, well, John Smith's the referee today, so expect, you know, more defensive pass interference plays. But I do think that there's some inherent bias in there. And, you know, but I also think that overall referees do a really good job. We talk about the outliers because those stick in our mind, and those tend to be the instances that can have repercussions. You know, can you imagine if the Commanders lost this game and somehow it kept them out of the playoffs? I mean, that would be...
Yeah,
that would have
gone
be,
nuclear, and, dude.
Yeah, it would be the story locally for sure, but also on a national level if it was... You know, like, let's say it happened in the Atlanta game that just got flexed and there was a playoff spot on the line and, you know, it cost one of the teams a playoff spot. I mean, that would be catastrophic, right? I mean, like, it would be... absolutely catastrophic. So, you know, I do think they have to figure out a way to get the best possible call. I will say, you know, the referee being asked, you know, when did you notice it was a mistake, and him kind of bailing on the presser, you know, that I think's something that shouldn't happen. I mean, you know, answer the questions. A mistake was made. Everyone makes mistakes, but at least own up to it and try to explain what happened.
Yeah, the pool report was an absolute joke. It's non-reviewable. That's all I got for you here. What an absolute joke.
You need to stop eating weights.
I want to switch gears, Neil. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. You can give him a follow at N Greenberg. Of course, check out all his work in the Washington Post. Commanders got a tough one this weekend, okay? The Eagles are coming to town. They've won 10 in a row. They just demolished the Steelers. That the way they finished that game is a we're better than you and we know it kind of drive. Where do you have the Eagles in your power ranks? What do you make of this team Philly has put together that no matter what the strife may be, they just keep winning ball games?
I have Philadelphia number one right now.
Man.
I said this a while ago, even before the winning streak, that Philadelphia was not playing the way we expected them to, but a lot of it, like the underlying metrics looked really good. And then they went on the heater. I think they're a really good football team. I think they're a really well-balanced team. They're obviously very good offensively. They're extremely good defensively. The pass rush is very good. Their coverage is very good. They can protect their they can protect their passer. They can do a lot of things. So I do think that they're probably the most well-rounded team in the NFL. This is a tough one for Washington. I mean, I don't necessarily think Washington needs to win this game to come out and looking okay. You know, if they can keep it close like they did with Baltimore, I think that's a huge win. But this one's going to be tough. This is probably their toughest task to date. So we're going to see, we're going to see how they measure up.
But where is Kansas City? They scored 21 in this game, and I think
Kansas City. I got to tell you, I got something coming out of Kansas City. They're just not as good as their record says they are. I mean, I have them as eighth in the league. They've won a lot of close games, which could easily flip. Patrick Mahomes is not playing as well as he has in years past. The defense isn't as good as we've seen it be. I think Kansas City is certainly a playoff contender. I think they're a team that you don't want to play in the playoffs, but them being the second choice coming out of the AFC to win the Super Bowl, I think is probably a little too optimistic for me. I think Baltimore and Buffalo are both better. I think they're a lot better. I'm fading Kansas City as like a legit Super Bowl contender to continue the dynasty, defend their title. And I got something coming out on this in the next couple days.
So you'd have Philly, then Buffalo, then Baltimore as your picks. Where's Detroit?
Sixth. I have Green Bay up there. I have Minnesota up there. I would say my the top tier is now like a mix, but I do like Philadelphia, Buffalo, Baltimore. Detroit's up there. Detroit's very good.
Does the injuries make you think that? About
I'm sorry,
Detroit?
Say again?
The injuries make you not have much faith in them?
I mean, I do now. Like, look, this is just me like looking at what's been done and what I think is going to happen. We'll learn more about Detroit and how they can mitigate that stuff as we go. But I think right now, they're a really good football team. I mean, we have 7 double-digit win teams, 3 from the same division. That's tough. I mean, that's tough. That's tough to kind of like say this team is definitely better than another team. You know, we talked about this on the show before with analytics. Like, there's a lot I don't know and there's a lot I can't account for. Like, I can't account for just the intimidation factor that happens when Patrick Mahomes is down a score, has got 2 minutes to play. You know, I don't necessarily care how healthy he is. The defense is going to be worried, right? Like that's just how it is. So there's a lot that I don't know. But I do think that we know Philadelphia, Buffalo, Baltimore are really good teams. I'm not breaking ground here. And those are the teams that I'm looking at to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Let's get back to Washington. I'm not sure you're incorrect with any of those. I think Philly ends up getting the one seed in the NFC. I think that'll make a big difference. I honestly kind of think Minnesota might get the two. What if Detroit is the best team all year and then fall to the five? What a wild league this is. Washington's win in New Orleans, you can look at it as a team that has the resiliency to pull off wins no matter what. or you could look at it as, oh, my God, they barely beat New Orleans. How you feeling about Washington? Give me the power rank. Tell me what you think happens here down the stretch.
I think Washington is in control of their own destiny. They play Philadelphia, tough game, then they play Atlanta and Dallas. I obviously, whoever the one seed is, if they have to play, then that's a tough game. You know,
the third seed.
Those are tough games. It's going to be hard for Washington to win a playoff game, I think, this postseason, only because if they play Philadelphia, that's really tough. If they have to play Detroit, that's really tough because they have to. Those would be road games. You know, is there a chance they can play Tampa? I mean, like, that's the best case scenario right now. But something's got to happen between Minnesota and the Packers. There just seems like a lot of moving parts there. I mean, I know those two will play each other. Minnesota still has to play Detroit, but I don't know if they can jump. I don't know if Washington can jump two of those teams. So I think it's going to be a tough first round matchup on the road. They might be 6-7 point underdogs.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think that's what you're going on the road to Detroit or Philly or Minnesota. Sure, what it looks like, because Tampa looks like they're hot at the right time. Green Bay doesn't look like they're giving anything up. It's going to be difficult, but you play good teams in the playoffs, man.
Yep.
Like, you play all year to show you're good and you belong in the playoffs. Do you have any pause? They beat the hell out of Tennessee, but in their last three games, you escape New Orleans, and I think road wins are always more difficult. You escape New Orleans, you beat the hell out of Tennessee, and you lose to Dallas. Any pause about where this team is headed kind of as we progress?
No, I think that they're probably right where they should be. Right, they're playing in a conference in a division that has the Eagles, who we thought would be one of the best teams in the NFL before the season started, and they ended up being. You know, and we didn't think necessarily the Washington was going to be a playoff team. So for them to be the third wild card team, I think is pretty good considering what we thought we were going to be looking at with this squad coming into this year. You know, making the playoffs in year one of a retooling, I think, is amazing. Everything that we wanted to see from Washington from an optimistic point of view so far has happened. Jaden Daniels, real deal, being healthy. You know, Terry McLaurin's having a tremendous season, et cetera. So just getting the playoffs, that's a win. If you win a game, great. If you don't, I mean, you've accelerated the rebuild by a year or two. You know, just let's see what you can do in year two.
I agree with you.
Totally.
Greenberg, would you like to wish Jaden Daniels a happy birthday?
Sure, but then he's got to wish me a happy birthday in May.
I'll let him know.
All right.
May what?
May 19th. What? Okay.
All right.
We won't talk to you next week. It's Christmas next Wednesday. I hope you and your family have a great holiday. I think Hanukkah is the same time as Christmas this year, right?
Yeah, it's all at the same time. My kid thinks he's getting, like, a truck full of gifts.
All right. Well, I hope he does. Daddy's got the money, son. Daddy's got the money. Last thing, Greenberg, I think this is interesting. I did that Washington Post reveal of the year thing on the app. It was a really cool feature. I told Nikki and Sam that at the Superdome. But I just noticed you did yours, and this is weird because you and I are pretty different people. We had the same top author, Aaron Blake.
Oh, wow. That's great for him because that shows that he's really reaching a nice cross-section of readership. I think he's one of our best
like smart
writers.
People like you and dumb people like me.
I was about to say the same thing.
Well, shout out to Aaron Blake. We got to get him on the show. Apparently he's a big soccer fan based on his Twitter profile. Thank you, Greenberg.
Hi, Greenberg.
Appreciate you, bud.
All right. Happy holidays to you all. I love you. I will talk to you guys soon.
All right, brother.
Take care,
man. See you, man. It's funny talking to Greenberg and talking about this dude, Aaron Blake. We're talking about some of the best people at their jobs in the DMV. And as you start to think about some of the best people at their jobs in our area, I can't help but think about the Orsman Automotive Group in Virginia. They've been serving area car buyers for over 100 years, man. You stay in business over 100 years in this competitive ass city,
right.
You're doing something right. They've got 7 locations all over Northern Virginia, from Alexandria to Chantilly. All the makes, all the models, great finance deals. They've got it all, including the Orsman Lifetime Edge.
And that Lifetime Edge gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including complimentary car washes with every scheduled maintenance. They give you loaner cars with every major maintenance, and you have that lifetime engine guarantee. You buy a car from Orsman, they're going to be taking care of you as long as you own that car, and they will. You can bring it back to them, and they'll work it out for you. And there's more good news. If you're trying to sell a car, Orsman will pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value. Everybody else try to drop below 100, they take it above 100, regardless of its make, model, or year. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy. So take it from JP and I, to beyond satisfies Orsman customers, and let's ride together.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do it. All right. Strizzy, I'm going to publicly chastise you, sir. This is not a nice comment. Now, let's see if Jeff will highlight it in the stream, as he likes to do when somebody insults one of us. Strizzy in the chat said that people at Commanders games mistake Jeff for Major Tutty. I can't believe you said that, Jeff.
Strizzy probably can't even run down the street without sweating, so I'm not going to entertain that.
I'm just saying, Jeff, I can't believe somebody compared you to Major Tutty.
Yeah, man, messed up, man. Jeff, we got your back.
Yeah, I would never let somebody compare you to Major Tutty, Jeff.
I would never let no one compare you to Woody from Toy Story, JP.
Oh, Lord. You do look like Woody.
Yo, when I was in the Virgin Islands, somebody said to me, I didn't know how to handle this. He's like, it was this dude that was driving this cab we were in. He's like, hey, you know who you look like? And I know that's a terrible Caribbean accent. I was like, who? He's like, Forrest Gump. And I was like, thanks.
I think I'll go home now.
Yo, I don't think anybody wants to be compared to Forrest Gump, man. Damn. all right.
Jet night.
The Commanders are obviously playing the Eagles this weekend. This Eagles thing remains weird. Like, it's just hard to get a read. So, and Brandon Graham is now out for the year, maybe done for his career just based on his age and coming back from the injury. I don't know that part.
Uh-huh.
But Brandon Graham keeps, like...
He says something else?
Well, so... All right. Hear me out here. So, Jay Glazer, in the Fox NFL podcast, Glazer came out and said the following. And Glazer's usually pretty dialed in, right?
Yeah.
This is per Jay Glazer on Fox NFL podcast about the Eagles situation. The drama was way bigger outside the building than inside the building. The first team meeting after Brandon Graham said what he said, the last time Brandon Graham said something, that when he said Jalen and AJ aren't friends. The first team meeting after Brandon Graham said what he said, Jalen and AJ Brown got up and were like, we're good. Just so everybody knows, we're fine. The thing that nobody knows, and this is a credit to Jalen, is in the bye week, Brandon Graham and Big Dom actually went to his house and said, hey, man, we need you to kind of connect more with everybody here. As a quarterback, you can kind of get lost in that. So much other stuff you got to do. And he went out of his way, met with the offensive line, connected. He met with Sirianni like three times or several times, connected with him. He went out of his way with Graham, with everybody. It's not out there how good of a job he's done to connect with his teammates.
That's so if he has to connect with his teammates, something is wrong.
Just hang on. So that's what Jay Glazer said, right?
Mm-hmm.
The JPA football Instagram that, you know, I know the dude that runs this thing. He causes a lot of trouble, but a lot of people follow it. So JPA football posted a picture, and the caption was, this is interesting. Jay Glazer mentioned that Brandon Graham and Big Dom went to Jalen Hurts' house during their bye week and told him that he needs to connect more with the team. To which Brandon Graham responded, lies, LOL.
Okay, listen, bro. Normally when there's a little smoke, that's fire. So something is going on, and obviously it amazes me when people outside of locker rooms want to tell players what's really going on inside the locker room. If a player leaked that little stuff, something's happening. Maybe they didn't want it to come out, but something's happening. But ultimately what it comes down to is that's what they're supposed to do, cover it up. But at one point, when Jalen Hurts first got there, the fact that he was always calm, cool, you know, the fact that he didn't get too high, too low, was a great thing. Once he got paid, all that become a problem. So is it jealousy? Because all I do is hear him, he does great stuff in the community. He's an upstanding person. And I think he's a damn good football player. But they don't like that? Why? Do you have to always be around the guys to be a part of the guys?
Quarterbacks are always separated.
Yeah, but you're judged differently.
Totally.
So it's amazing to me that type of stuff happened. But if you're winning the games, shouldn't that be what matters?
Now, look at the video I just dropped in here. Because I continue to think in a self-preservation league where Howie has picked Sirianni and is riding it out with him no matter what, Howie has put together so much talent on this team, they might be able to win. Did you see this video of their D-line coach, Clint Hurt, getting into Sirianni's face on Sunday? Here's the thing. They're beating the Steelers 27-13 in the fourth quarter, and the D-line coach looked kind of pissed at the head coach. You don't see that stuff happen on a lot of sidelines.
Yeah, it seems like he's having...
And Big Dom is right there trying to control the situation.
But the fact that Dom is not getting in between them, that's an aggressive conversation. But that's him letting him know something going on.
It does seem like the D-line coach said something heavy and then kind of slowed down. I don't know that this is the best comp, right? You played against these teams. You're going to know a lot more than me. Big Dom's role with the Eagles is clearly omnipresent and super important. Like, he seems to have to be everywhere at once all the time to keep this ship running.
But when you watch him, he is not separating.
Yeah, on this specifically. Yeah. I'm just saying this is more to the turmoil in Philly. They've won 10 in a row. I think pretty easily.
That is what's supposed to happen.
I think pretty easily they have the best roster, 1-53 in football. Mm-hmm. They are loaded. Do you remember? I think Jimmy Johnson built the Cowboys into a powerhouse.
Yeah.
Trade away Herschel Walker. I mean, they just had so much talent on that roster. They win back-to-back Super Bowls. Jimmy and Jerry can't coexist. Jerry fires Jimmy, or Jimmy leaves, whatever technically that was sold as. He hires Barry Switzer.
His boy.
Switzer had no control over that thing.
Yep.
But they just had so much damn talent that they kept winning. They lost to San Fran, then the following year they won another Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. This feels like that to me. Now, that was crazier and more cocaine and more, like, handguns.
See,
this is just like, I don't feel like Sirianni has control, but the team is loaded. Is that you know what I'm saying?
I think that Dallas team was far more ahead of this team. They had already won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Okay? This team right here is trying to get there. There's a lot of little turmoil going on. But when you don't have guidance.
They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Yeah, but they didn't win it. When you don't have guidance, talent goes to waste. So they are probably better off than what people let on. But whenever you have any little strike, anything going on with this, like you got Brandon Graham talking, you got that pitcher biz, no one knows what they're talking about.
True.
I just feel this is realness, okay? Anybody knows the guy that's supposed to be the guy who controls stuff. If two people are arguing and he just has his back to him and he's not getting in between them, it is nothing that's seen to be threatening.
But is a better comp Brian Billick?
What do you mean?
Just a team that was so good, they won, and the coach was there, but the coach was just kind of there.
I think Billick was very instrumental in what went down up
there.
He
was the OC. That offense stunk.
Yeah, but hey.
I don't know. A lot of people.
The offensive line stunk, too.
He gets discredited for a
lot. They discredit him, but I'm just saying, I think. This situation is so many people.
I think Marvin Lewis.
So many people want something to be going on with the Eagles that every little thing is getting blown out of proportion. They can't be as bad as what people are saying.
Do you think any of that makes a difference this weekend?
No. I think they go come here to play, and if we play well and we get up on them, we can get them. If you don't come in here and play well, you're going to get beat.
Yeah, Philly's good, man. That's a really good team. You know what else is a really good team? The team at Paul Henry's window installation. Paul's redone my house, man. He's changed all the windows in my house, changed all the doors, done a fantastic job. And truly working with Paul is like working with family. His son did all the work at my house, and I've never been more impressed by a contractor, and this is rarely the case. I promise you that. they show up early, and they get the jobs done ahead of schedule. It's been remarkable. My Pepco bills are lower. And if you call this month, listen, you're running out of month. It's December 18th. You better call. All month long, you get 10% off windows with a 5 window minimum and 10% off door.
Well, you know, I had Paul come to my house. He did all my windows in my house, and then I had my garage is detached, and used to have a lot of drafty windows and doors over there. Paul has come in, he's changed all the garage doors, he changed the entry doors, the windows and all, and now it's not as drafty. And when I'm out there with the guys on Thanksgiving, Christmas, when we're frying out turkeys and all, we don't have to worry about it being so cold like it is outside. It's very, very warm inside. Paul did a great job for me. Listen, Paul is a Commanders fan. Paul, I just got him two jerseys I got a Jaden Daniels and a Terry McLaurin. You know, he does a great job. So anytime you want to get something, I'll try to help him out because I have a few connects here and there. So if you want to get some windows now, call Paul right now to get 10% off windows with the 5 window minimum and 10% off doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. We're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn about 12:30. Going to run through NFL power rankings next. We use NFL.com every week, all year. We might need X-Files music for this. I don't know what to make of this. Tyreek Hill, about an hour ago, tweeted out, "It's time for me to go, coach."
Time him to go from...
That's all it says. Tyreek Hill, official account, "It's time for me to go, coach." There's no punctuation. The was hell he does that mean?
Was he on practice on the injury report any this week?
No, I mean, today's the first day for the injury report.
Well, I don't know, man. You know what? I am so sick and tired of these guys playing everything through the media. Like, through social media. Like that. You know, they get mad at a little something and they got to go post it. You know, grown men take care of stuff on their own. So they have to go to the social media to get some little semi-support.
Listen, man, I've never commented on Tyreek Hill's private life. I believe he's had like 6 kids this year by a number of different women. Clearly he's an active person. The one question I will always have publicly about Tyreek Hill, you tell me a receiver that wants to get away from Patrick Mahomes.
He wanted to get paid. They weren't going to pay him there. That's the only way you want to get away.
I mean, I bet they would have paid him.
They weren't going to pay him $30 million.
Sure. How's it going now? Jeff, what do you interpret Tyreek Hill saying, it's time for me to go, coach, to mean? Landfill, what do you interpret Tyreek Hill saying, it's time for me to go, coach, to mean?
I mean, I feel like it means Tyreek Hill says a lot of stuff. It could mean a couple different things, right?
I honestly think this is just about, like, getting me the ball.
Yeah,
setting
exactly.
Setting on some deep routes. Because he has been, like, last week particularly, there wasn't much down the field. It was mostly at the line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. And if you pull up the box score from last week, it was 2 of 36. All right, there was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about, B, while we have a minute. Dominique Foxworth. There are times, you and I are real friends and have real conversations off the air, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've heard or seen any of this. Dominique Foxworth is a Terp, does a lot of work for ESPN.
Mm-hmm. He was really heavily involved with the PA and the
okay.
union stuff.
Cool. He accused might be the wrong word. He says Jalen, because he has pretty privilege.
He has what?
Pretty. P-R-E-T-T.
Saying that he's a good-looking nude, so he gets an advantage?
Yeah, I guess.
An advantage on what, though?
He says he has pretty privilege.
No, he has $60 million a year. That's why he get privilege.
Is that a thing?
Who is he getting the privilege from is what I need to know. I mean, that's a half-ass statement. He's getting privilege from who? Women, men, guys, media, what?
Yo, and apparently, Levin, we might have to play this audio because this is wild. I'm starting to go down this thread now. On Foxworth's own podcast, he had his wife on it, and she joked about she wishes she was the one doing the push on Jalen Hurts. And now he's saying he's got...
She a pretty... Well, daddy got nothing to do with his face. She want to touch his butt. So is he jealous now because his wife said that about Jalen Hurts?
I don't know, man.
I don't listen, bro.
I don't
understand the pretty privilege.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that.
I've never heard that before.
Landfill.
But let's just. It, normally, when you're a prettier person, you get more things offered. More people coming after you. That happens. It's just life. The pretty girl, the ugly girl, the pretty guy dance. All it happens. So why is he bringing that up? Because his wife said she want to be doing the tush push. Maybe his tush is not cushy enough. I don't know. Maybe. I don't get it.
Landfill, are you familiar with pretty privilege?
Yeah, of course. How do you think I've got this far?
Do you think Jalen Hurts is advancing because of it?
You got to ask somebody
else. I think Jalen Hurts is getting paid. Because he could play.
Listen, man.
The unfair advantage that people who are considered attractive receive due to their appearance.
I mean,
some people may say Foxworth got pretty privilege.
How does that impact a football game?
It doesn't.
You got a helmet on.
In a football game, all the dudes want to knock the hell out the dude that's supposed to be pretty. Okay? So why is he saying it? It has no bearing on the football game.
I think we are – you know what? I think we're going to go to break. Power rankings next.